And new details made it clear that those men in Bin Laden may have never seen or heard it coming Sunday night. Now we know why the SEALs' last act in the compound was to blow up the damaged helicopter, leaving behind a huge fire. Aviation analysts told ABC News today that the remnants of the aircraft reveal they were part of one of the U.S. military's most closely guarded secrets, a stealth Black Hawk helicopter whose existence was only rumored that had never been seen in public before.
This is the first time that we've seen an operational stealth helicopter.
The analysts say photos that emerged on the internet reveal this was no ordinary helicopter.
But one of the things that really stands out is they have a little disc over the rotors, which is really designed both to baffle the sound and to deny radar signature.
Neighbors in Abbottabad told ABC News they did not hear the helicopter Sunday night until they were directly overhead. This is what a standard Black Hawk helicopter sounds like. This is the sound of an earlier experimental version of a stealth helicopter.
There would be a vague sound. It might be the sound of a helicopter that was going in the opposite direction.
One key to the chopper's stealth nature is a secret, heavily coated, fabric-like material, which children in the neighborhood could be seen collecting.
There are probably people in the Pentagon tonight who are very concerned that pieces of the helicopter may be even now on their way to China, because we know China is trying to make stealth aircraft.
The Chinese military has a close relationship with Pakistan and the remaining large pieces of the secret U.S. helicopter, some hidden under a tarp, were trucked away by Pakistani officials to an unknown destination. Residents there also told ABC News that just before the helicopters arrived, all electricity and cell phone service was knocked out, then came back right after the choppers left. A senior Pentagon official said today he would absolutely not comment on our report, Terry.